says, no, kivon the kamatzrachas chalitza. Since by the tzara, you know you have to give chalitza, so there is some mitzvah yibim here, is made the idea to chumra b'yamu. People know like that, that we say maybe the first brother married the first sister, it's not a vaday. Because if he was vaday married to her, there would not even be a mitzvah chalitza. Because then she's a tzara serva. Since there's a mitzvah chalitza, people will know that the kedushin is not vaday. So Mela, they'll know the second kedushin is also a suffer kedushin. So Mela, both of them will have to give them a get, there won't be any problem here. So therefore it's okay. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Gershon Nami Lifni, even by Gershon say the same thing. For Litzvach or Chalitza, they say the same thing. Our question again was, why does it only say suffer kedushin when you threw it to her? Why don't you say suffer Gershon also the same case? You threw your wife a get, and it's doubtful whether it would have landed closer to her or closer to you. Barayochi gerishinami lifni, for litzrecha chalitza, and say you have to have chalitza. Therefore what? Or maybe a day everybody will know, the chumra bialnu, that what happened there? So you gave your wife a suffer get. So now, maybe the getak is chal, and if it is chal, you have to be miyavim the other one. But people will make a mistake to say the gershon is vali chal, because they see you can only make chalitza with the second one. It is made the idea of the chumra b'yalmu. Everybody will know that really it's a suffix if the gershon is chal or not. And therefore, you give chalitza on your chumra b'yalmu. So why don't you have this case by suffix gershon also? So Mora says, no, that imato oime chalitzis. In the case we gave a suffix get to the erva. So we said the second wife has chalitza. If we would say you have to give a chalitza in this case, misi abemis, we have to be afraid they'll come to be miyavmer also. And since the gershon is only a suffix, really the cheskosei will say the erva is still married to the first brother. So therefore, when the first brother dies, really he has two wives, the erva and the tzara. So both of them should be parted from Yibum. And if you'll say you give chalitza, we're afraid they'll come to be miyabim. That's why in a suffix we don't want to have this case. So the Gemara by kedushin also said the same thing. Then hochinam even by kedushin, imatuay mecholetzas. Why aren't you afraid if you'll say you have to have chalitza misiyabemis? Why aren't we afraid? Maybe they'll make even also then. So Gemara says, this is not shver. On the case of a suffix kedushin, there's no problem. Because suffix kedushin means like this. First, the brother was only married a stranger. So if he would have died at that time, there would be a vadei mitzvah yibum. Now it's a suffix if the brother married the erva also or not. He tried to marry the sister. We don't know if it was chal. So really, mikra adim in a suffix we should say is, leave the first one b'ches kosoi, that she had a mitzvah yibum. So really, even if he was miyabim the first wife, it should be mutter. Just mitzara chumra we say, don't make yibum, make chalitza. That we could say. Because even if it comes to make yibum, like so what? Like the Gemara's Loshen is. There's nothing wrong. Because a chazoka kokaima. We're leaving her on the first chazoka, we're leaving her. The first chazoka was that the brother was only married to his first wife and not to the second wife. So therefore here, in Asafik, we say you could make chalitza, because we're not afraid if you make chalitza, you come to make yibum, very good, it's okay to make yibum. The Ma'is for Yabai has a question like this. The halacha is, we come out later, about Nofel Habayis Olav V'Yalbas Ochis. Hey, this is a case that, let's say, one brother had two wives. A brother had a wife, one wife was a stranger, and the second wife was his brother's daughter. Now, Nofel Habayis Olav, the house fell upon him, upon the brother, V'Yalbas Ochis, upon his wife also, the one wife, which was his brother's daughter. Now, Vein Yedua, we do not know, Ezemir Meis Rishon, which one died first? So the locker is that Sarosa, the Tzora, like we said, this brother that died now, he had two wives. One wife was the daughter of his other brother, and if she would fall to Yibum, it would be called an Erva. Now, the brother also had a second wife, a Tzora. So the question is now, who died first? When the house fell upon both of them, upon the husband and the wife, and one wife was left over, we have to know who died first. If the brother died first, the husband, so when the husband died, both his wives fell to Yibum, to the second brother. And since one is the second brother's daughter, she's an erva, she's potter from Yibum, and she potters the tzar also, so there's no mitzvah Yibum at all. But if his wife died first, which was his brother's daughter, So now, at the time she died first, therefore now the brother only had one wife. So if the brother died second, then there would be a mitzvah yibum on the tzara. So we have a suffix if the tzara has a mitzvah yibum or not. Therefore the lach is, chalet says, flemis yabemis. You have to give chalitza and not yibum. So then the other brother's wife would be a mitzvah yibum. Or the opposite way, did the brother die first and he was still married to the erva, so there's no mitzvah yibum at all. So lach is, tzaros, so the tzara is chalet says, flemis yabemis. You have to give a chalitza and not yibum. I mean, a suffix we have to give the chalitza. The question is, am I why? Hochi nami neima. Ishazu b'chet kaset l'shukah medis. This wife calls the man, the husband was still alive, she was a tzaras erva. Like the Baal, the brother was married to her and to another erva, to the other brothers. So if the brother would have died when they're still married, it should be vadi potter. Whom isofik ato bol yoitra. And now in asofik we have a doubt, maybe the erva died first, and then first the brother died. So the chur klal should be yati atzrena misofik. Don't ask for misofik. Let the first one still have a heter l'shuk. Tichitayim, and maybe here also you want to say hachinam l'chumra. Here also we go l'chumra to say that she can't get married l'shuk, but rather first you have to have chalitzam. For the gemara chumra diyosel dekulu. There's a case of a chumra that will come with dekula. Shemate roi mecholetzes misyabemis. Because if you're going to say choletzes, maybe you'll also come to say misyabemis. The same zero we said before. Like, how could you say it's only a chumra? For the chumra, maybe it should come to make yibum. So Gemara says, gerishin, so true. Really, if you make this gzera by gerishin, sofik gerishin, why don't you make the gzera here also by sofik nofel abayis olov? So Gemara's teretz is, gerishin dishchichi gosrubu rabbonin. Gerishin, the case that a husband gives his wife a get, that happens often. So therefore, the other rabbonin made a gzera. The other rabbonin were afraid that by suffer gerishin, you can't say to make chalitza. Because if you make chalitza, we're afraid maybe you come to make yibum. Ma'ashenken ma'apolis, that this wall, this house caved in and killed two people, the la'ashchicha doesn't happen so often. It's la'gazbu rabbonin. The rabbonin in this case are not making zera to say that don't make chalitza, because if you make chalitza, maybe you come to make yibum. No, chalitza is mutter, and we're not afraid to come to make yibum. For the gemara yachi yisainami gerishin, tekaima erva. By Gershon also. The erva is around. We see she's here. The din is the tzara needs chalitza. So Rashi says the kaim erva means kamon. Like the erva is around, hoisa. First the two were married. So at that time, when the erva, like the brother was married to a sister and to another wife. So at that time, since the sister's an erva to the other brothers, the other wife was also a tzarasev, she was also potter. V'yato matzrechas chalitza. Still, you say now in the suffix, if he gave us the erva a get, he has to give the other one chalitza. Is also lemeimor kamu ve'rabon and begita. So they're going to say the rabon and saw this get was a good get. Begita mayuhu. People come to make yibum. Like they'll see the ervas around, and they'll see why the komuch of a tzarosa k'matzrachas l'chalitza, and they'll see you have to give the tzara chalitza. Is Amri, what are they going to say? That komu be rabbonin begito. The rabbonin saw that this get was a good get. The gita malyuhu. The yosli yavum il tzara, and they should make a gzera that they'll come to him yab in the tzara. Like even now Mishnah. Anytime you have a suffix, if you gave your wife a get, so how does the Mishnah say? You have to give the second wife chalitza. If you give the chalitza, people think for sure that the tzara is out of here, the erev is out of here. And they'll think that's why you have to give the chalitza. So they'll think you could even give a yibum also. So Mar says again, Ma perlis mikomu burabonin. So as a chalitza, I'm recommending the rabbanin the gita malu. You also do meet litzara. Ma polis, ma shenke, but ma polis. Mikomu bu rabbanin, but ma polis. Do the rabbanin know what's going on by my polis? The rabbanin don't know by my polis what happened. So sofik, someone else sofik will also say the rabbanin also won't misufik what to do. So therefore, if they say their chalitza, there they won't come to make a yibum. So therefore, by my polis, it's okay why you give chalitza. By shaking a regular suffix, by gerishin, karav law, that we can't say. Because in that case, we can't tell it to give chalitza. because if you give a chalitza, people will come to give yibam also. So the Gemara by Gabi Gershon Mila Tanan by Gershon didn't we learn like this? We have Tanan. We also learn like this. Hoy soy medis b'shus rabin. She was standing in the middle of b'shus rabin. The zorka law korav law, and the Baal threw her a get. And it was closer to her migureshes. In other words, it came into her dalaramis. She sees migureshes. Korav loy, if it's closer to him, ain't a migureshes. What about machtsa machtsa sofik? His migureshes ran a migureshes is a sofik. The Yarmina, and we said over there, Lamai Hilchasa, what does it mean, Alocha, that's a Sophic Gershon? So Gemara says, Ki Koyenu, if it's a Koyen, Asurulei. Her Koyen is also to marry you now. It's a Sophic if she got to get the knot, so she's also to a Koyen. The Yervi, let's say she's an Erva, so if she would have been married to the husband, it's Sarah's Potter. But now that it's a Sophic, if the get is a good get, I'll tell you, it's a Rosa Boy Chalitza. You have to give Chalitza by a Sophic Gershon. And the question is, you see, you don't say this svara. But how can you say to give chalitza? If you give chalitza, come to give yibam also. So my answer is, itmar lo, Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amatavayu, hocha b'shtei kiti edim askinin. We're talking about there are two edim involved, two kiti edim involved, two pairs of edim involved. That was the case over there. That achas emeres korv lo. One pair of edim said the get came closer to her. The achas emeres, another pair of edim said korv loy. The get came closer to him. Over there it's a sveika d'iraisa. Since there are two aids in both ways, so everybody knows clearly it's a good suffix. That's why there we're not afraid to say chaletzes. They for sure won't come to say yibam. But our Mishnah, the kasachat, there's only one aid. It's only one pair of aids. It's only a suffix, the rabbonin. Therefore here we have a suffix to say, if you make chalitza, maybe they'll come to make yibam also. Yes, so far we're coming out to what? There's a difference between a Sofik and the Yeraisa. When you have two Edim against two Edim, so a Sofik the Rabbonim, you only have one Edim on one side and one Edim on the other side. So now the Gemara asks, Umimai demas nitsin dehocha. Because achas, how do we know our Mishnah is talking about? That there's only one Edim on one side. That, let's say, the get was karev to him. And another Edim, one Edim on the other side, the get was karev to her. How do you know that? Because Dumya the Kedushin, it's just like the case of Kedushin. That Ma Kedushin, just like the case of Kedushin, is Bekas Achas. We're talking about there's only one aid on one side and one aid on the other side. And we'll soon see, how do we know this? Like, how do we know even by Kedushin it's that way? The Gemara says, Av Gerushin, the same thing Gerushin here also is Bekas Achas. We're talking about one set of aidim, that one said this way, one said that way. Nechnami, now the Gemara Taki asks the question, U Kedushin Gufayu, even by Kedushin itself, Mimai de Bekas Achas, how do we know we're talking about our Mishnah? When there's only one aid on this way, one aid on that way, in other words, the Mishnah says, the Sofik Kedushin is that the Baal threw a kess of Kedushin or the Shtar Kedushin to his wife. Sofik, if it reached her, closer to her, or Sofik, it's still closer to him. So how do you know that's the case only with this one aid it was closer to him, and one aid closer to her? Dilma may be bebeis kiti edim. Maybe even our Mishnah is also talking about with two edim on one way and two edim on the other side. For the Gemara, e bebeis kiti edim. If you want to say our Mishnah is talking about there are two edim that the Isha received a kedushin and two edim that she did not receive a kedushin, for the Gemara, there should even be a mitzvah yibum. Why? So the half minute by says, since there are two edim saying that she did not receive the kedushin, so we should say now that the brother did not marry the erva, so the brother was only married to one wife, the stranger. So when that brother dies now, only that one wife falls the yibum. So there should even be a mitzvah yibum also, not only chalitza. So Gemara asks why? For the Gemara, klum kaim edim ukom akor of law v'yata mata tisyab memka klum. What kind of svar is this? Like, still there are two Edim saying that the Kedushin did reach her. But since we have two Edim saying the Kedushin reached her, of course there should be a lock of a suffix here. There should be a suffix. How could you say now, if we have a doubt if the brother married the Erva, if the Kedushin is Kalanat, that the other Tzorah, you can make Yibam on, how could you make Yibam? True, you have two Edim saying the Kedushin did not reach her. But you also have two Edim saying the Kedushin did reach her. And if the Kedushin did reach her, it's a suffix, the Kedushin is Chal. So in Asotvik, you have to be afraid now that the brother did marry the erva to the other brother. And therefore, when this brother dies, maybe the tzara is also potter from Yibum. Therefore, Yibum, for sure, you cannot do with the tzara. You can only give a chalitza. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Umaslitzim d'ocho b'kasachas, eid echod, eid oimeh korav loy, v'yeid oimeh korav loy. By Kedushin is good, she's Becheska Setel Yibum. When Mishra made Dechodiyam, Makar of Law, Loy Mavkinu Law Mechazoka. We don't take rather Mechazoka. The Cholzo. Avo Begershin, Lekla Misnayo, the Becheska Setel Shukaimam. By Gershin, she's Becheska Setel Shuk. Fiedechodiyam, Makar of Law, Bore Lafuki Mechazoka, he wants to take rather Mechazoka. The Chivan Lek, Eidus Sholim, Hazlinu Lakula, Kabagmina Chazoka, that's the Chilik. If there's only one Eid Kneged Eid, it's only a Suffolk, so there you leave it by its Chazoka. Yeah, alright, let's see the Gemara Vaita. It also doesn't remain a Suffolk with Yeraisa. Even by trade, it doesn't remain a Suffolk with Yeraisa. Yeah. It's only suffered the Rabbonin. The Yam, because we say, Uki trey labadi trey, put two Edim against two Edim, the Isha ukma achazoka, and the Isha should remain on the Chazoka she was before. Like you have two Edim saying the Kedushin was Chal. You have two Edim saying the Kedushin was not Chal. So it's a Suffolk. What you do by a Suffolk, leave it the way it was a Chazoka before. So the first wife was the Cheskes Hetel Yibim. So it's a suffix now if the brother married the second wife, the erev, or not. So in our suffix, we should say, leave her the way she was before. She was the cheskes heter before. She still remains the cheskes heter. So there's a proof. Midi just like it is, anichse devar shatya, by the nechosim of this person called the Varshatya. What's the case over there? His property. The Varshatya zove nichse. Varshatya, this person, sold his property, his karka. Also, Betray, two people came, the Yamri, and said, Kishu Cholim Zovin. He sold it when he was well. The Yosu Betray, the Yamri, Kishu Shaita Zovin. No, he sold it when he was a Shaita. So the question is the Mechira Chalanat? Is the sale Chalanat? If he was a Shaita at that time, so the Mechira is not Chal. If he was a Bori, a Cholim, a healthy person, it is Chal. His Bashati was a person that had moods. Certain days he was a Shaita, and certain days he was a Bardas. So it's a suffix how he was at the time when he sold the karka. The Yomer of Ashivashi says, Basta locha, uki trela adi tre. You have two against two, so put two against two, and like put the